We are getting closer. Rosh Hashanah is right around the corner. And we're doing what we call the Avodah of Elul. The Avodah of Elul, as Reb Tzadok says, is Ani L'Doidi. Figuring out who I am and how I could be Shayach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How I could define myself, Ani, me, L'Doidi, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chidushi Arim also says on the Pasuk, Hu asanu v'loy anachnu. Loy anachnu, we are to him. Or loy anachnu, and the ksiv is, we are not to ourselves, is Osius Elul. Loy with a lamed vav, and loy with a lamed aleph, together is Elul. The avoid of Elul is coming towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, realizing that our lives are only meaningful as much as we define ourselves by our Avodas Hashem, to say, Loi Anachnu, we are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And sometimes in order to do that, you have to know when to say, it's not about us. Loi Anachnu, it's not about us. And this is the Avodah that's so much more central than just the regular Cheshbon HaNefesh. The regular Cheshbon HaNefesh just takes care of officially the actions that we're doing every day. But who are we? Who are we? And a lot of times if we work on who we are, then everything else will fall into place. If we figure out who we are and we change our priorities, then we'll end up looking a lot better on our scorecard on the actions that we do. Thinking b'derech remes, b'emes, this is a remes amiti. We have something called the Lamed Vav Sadikim. We've heard about them. It's a Gemara in Sukkah and Daf Memhei. It's unclear whether the Hanhaga of Lamed Vav Sadikim still is going on. It's a dispute. But Lamaisa, there's something called a Lamed Vavnik. What's the makar of a Lamed Vavnik? Says the Gemara in Sukkah, Andaf Memhei Amid Beis, Ashrei Kol Choike Loi. Great and fortunate are those who are longing towards him. Loi. You want to know why it's 36 people? What's a Lamed Vavnik? A Lamed Vavnik is a loy to him. Somebody who in his totality, in every fiber of his ramach and shisa, all of his body parts, all of his heart and soul, is loy. 36. There are 36 people who live loydik. And this is the metzias that we have to get to on our level, is to hit a value system that has to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has to do with Kavod Shemayim. We have to go over some points that we started last week. Very important. This is Mamish Ikrei Ikrim for our lives, what we're discussing now. We brought Rabbeinu Yoina, which also comes in Shari Tshuva, Kuv Mem Ches, Matzref LaKesef V'Kur L'Zov V'Ish L'Fi Mahalalo. The definition of a man, just like gold is in the crucible. The ish, the definition of a man, is what he praises, what he thinks is chashuv, what's on his wall, what's his value system. And it's fascinating. It's fascinating. A friend of mine who's quite wealthy, a Rebbe of his, wanted to stay by his parents' house. Fine, so this fellow, he learned with his Rebbe. The Rebbe really wasn't involved in his family life at all. But his Rebbe wanted to stay there. He was going to be in the neighborhood. He comes in and he sees this gigantic mansion. He doesn't know that his student is worth millions and millions of dollars. Millions of dollars. And the Rebbetzin was a little bit displeased by this matzav, because she's very hardcore, you know, diehard Mesiris Nefesh. She was getting very agitated. Seeing all this money, she thought, who's this bachur? She thought he was a regular yeshiva guy. He turns out he's a millionaire. And she said in a moment of frustration, she goes, why aren't you spoiled? She says, starts, you know, really getting frustrated. Why aren't you spoiled? Look what's going on over here. And she knows him. He's so refined. He's so special. He has his priorities straight. And this fellow, who's a good friend of mine, gave a fascinating answer. He said, in my house, we never spoke about money. We have money, but we don't speak about it. If a person understands what's important in life, a person can have everything that he wants. He can have everything in the world, like the Gaon said in Kol Eliyahu. He says that a person could have Ashiras, a person could have Gvura, just like the Pasuk in Yirmiyah. The Pasuk says, Koyamar Hashem al yishalul chacham b'chachmasai. A chacham shouldn't praise himself in his wisdom. Al yishalul agibur b'gvurasai. A gibur in his power. Al yishalul usher b'ushrai. An usher in his wealth. Kim b'zois yishalul haskal v'yadoisi. He should be praised by what he knows from what he shayach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gaon. It doesn't mean that a person can't have wealth or power and wisdom. What else in the world is there supposed to be if he can't have these things? It's how much he takes all of these things and turns them into his real priorities. Haskel v'yadoyosi. That it's about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can have millions of dollars. You can have all the power in the world. You can be so wise. But you're a giloy of Kavod HaShemayim because you understand why you are here. Who you are. And Rav David Soloveitchik brings an amazing medrash as a support for this guy. It says in Medrash Rabbah, in Bamidbar Rabbah, Chaf Beis, Parsha Chaf Beis. There are three matanas in the world. Three special matanas. Shalosh matanas nivra ba'olam. Zacha ba'achas me'en notol chemdas kala olam. If you have one of these matanas, you are set for life. Zacha b'chachma, zacha b'kol. If you're wise, you have everything. Zacha b'gvura, if you're powerful, you can influence people and do things that you need. Zacha b'kol. Zacha b'oysher, zacha b'kol. And if you're wealthy, you have everything. These are three incredible tools for life. Bizman e'masai. When? Bizman shehein matnus shamayim. Uboz b'koyach ha'tayra. Aval gvuras av asher shabas v'dam in a klum. It's only when it's tied to Hashem, wealth, wisdom, power, and the Medrash brings the pasuk of the Gaon. Al yishalul chacham b'chachmas, al yishalul agibur b'gvuras, al yishalul usher b'ushrei, kim b'zois yishalul. Three matanas that have all the value in the world, but what gives them the value? That you have your priorities of why you have them. That these are tools for a mission. That there's something to do over here, to be Megala covered Malchus Shemayim. And the Medrash continues. It says two people were wise. One was a Yid and one was a Goy, one was Achitofel, and one was Bilam, and both of them were Nevdu Min HaOlam because they forgot that the purpose, the mission statement. They forgot why they have their wisdom. There were two Giborim BaOlam. One may Yisrael, one may Umas Olam. Shimshon HaGibor, who reached his demise through his strength. Vigolias, may Umas Olam. Ushneim Nevdu Ba'olam. There were two wealthy people. Amdu Ba'olam. Echad be Yisrael, Echad may Umas Olam. Koirach may Yisrael, he was wealthy. Vahaman may Umas Olam. And we know the story. Shneim Nevdu Min Olam. Lama. They stole the show of all of their gifts. They took the gifts that could make them really something. They were the tools for Avodas Hashem, and they reinvented themselves. They redefined themselves to steal it and make themselves big. You know, it's interesting. This week I was sitting in my office and I heard what I thought was rap music. Now that's not a good situation. Rap music is, you know, from the worst. And we don't, bichlal, have secular music in yeshiva. Baruch Hashem, there's no blasting secular music, bechesed Hashem. But I thought I was hearing rap music because there was a black guy and he was down. And it seemed like it was coming from the yeshiva. And I couldn't help myself. I started to wander around. And then I saw an empty room and I heard this powerful music. And definitely a black guy, you know, saying his up. I walked in there was no one there. And I hear this guy and this really intense, powerful music going, you deserve it! are the man. You are the one who will reap the power of your deeds. I don't know all these different. I don't know. It's like, you will overcome. And I'm listening to this. I'm like, whoa, what's going on over here? It's like, you will be on the top because that is where you should be. And there's this music. I don't know what was going on. It definitely was a nipple pat. It was definitely kosher. I walked out of there totally nauseous for a few hours. A few hours, I couldn't. I felt like I had a hole in my heart. I can't explain it. A few hours, I really should have gone to the mikvah. And I did not know what bothered me, bichlal. This was not something that was problematic. Whoever put this on is a good person. It pashut destroyed me. I think it maybe took over a day. I'm still getting over it. Maybe from the mikvah on Erev Shabbos. But what was it? This is like my shmooze. I don't know. I'm always like, oh, come on, guys, you can do it. Right? Let's do that. We'll get, you know, Pacey and Baruch, and we'll get all the guitars and go, you can do it. I can do that too. That's my job. I try to inspire people. This killed me. I think worse than any type of song, worse than any type of nibble pet. I didn't know what happened. And it's pashut what was going on. It's pashut. This person, whoever it is motivating people to be balei gaiva. Everything's about them. Everything's what they deserve. Everything's how to be megala themselves in the olam. Everything we do is the exact opposite. You are a tselem Elohim. You have a shlichus from Hashem. That's what it's about. It's avoda zara mamish. A person can take the world and say, imani kan, like Hillel Hazakin said, if I'm here, hakol kan, and be the most famous, modest person under Moshe Rabbeinu in the world. He didn't mean himself. He meant all the wonderful tools. The Chazal tell us a person should say, Chayev Adam Lomer Bishvili Nivra HaOlam. The world was created for me. Why? Because I have a mission over here. I have gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me. And this is where I gain my self-confidence. And then there are people who say, Chayiv Adam Leimar, Bishvili Nevra, Oy, La, Ha. And it's a totally different approach. One is an Oyvid Avodah Zarah, and one is somebody who has real self-confidence. Do you know why somebody who is an Oyvid Hashem has real self-confidence? Because they're bigger than themselves. They're even bigger than themselves. They're Shayiv Tachadish Baruch Hu. But somebody who defines themselves as somebody, if someone would listen to these things, they cannot be Matzliach in Torah. It's impossible. Because it's antithetical. It's a stira to the Etzem Chefsa of Avodas Hashem. A person defines himself by Haskel V'Adoyosi. I met somebody who was at the Levi of the Chazon Ish. The Levi of the Chazon Ish. And he heard Rav Meir Karelitz give a hesped. And he asked, go look at a Chazon Ish. I challenge you to understand a paragraph of this sefer. And now look how big it is. It's gigantic. The whole thing is a level of amelus b'tayra that you can't imagine. The Chazon Ish, we can't even talk about such a person. And Rav Meir Karelitz asked, says, how could it be that there was a person with so much chachma? How could it be? How is it possible? Rav Shach said he's from the Tkufa of the Ramah, from 500 years ago, the Chazon Ish. How could it be? And he said the most beautiful teretz. I'll tell you how. Because the Chazon Ish really daven Shmona Esrei. And it says over there in Shmona Esrei, Chaneinu me'itcha. Give from you wisdom. Hashem, I don't want my own wisdom. I have a small jelly brain. Chaneinu me'itcha, Deya Bina Mahaskel. Give me your wisdom. I want to be Megala Kavod Shamayim. Someone who's on that team has endless koichas. Endless. Because if you're an independent agent, then why should you get more than yourself? But if you're someone who's tapped into being a shliach from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything you do is a Gilui Kavod HaShemayim. It's all Bairei Olam. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a different metzias entirely. And now we have to try to figure out how this works with us getting ready for Rosh Hashanah. And it has everything to do with Rosh Hashanah, so it's good we're doing this. On Rosh Hashanah, we do something very strange. It's a little bit out of order. if you think about it, and it's not my question, the Rishonim are already bothered by this, right? When's the best time to come in front of Hashem and say He's the King? Best time. After you've gone through the tshuva process, right? Let's start with Aseres Yimei Tshuva, get ourselves ready, and we'll say, Hashem, You're the King. Afterwards, clean, nice looking, got rid of all those averas. Let's do that at the end. Let's start the tshuva process and we'll culminate with saying Hashem's the King. Now we come into Rosh Hashanah like, Hashem, You're the King. I need to do Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Right? We're not ready. Why is Rosh Hashanah first? Hashem is the King. Why? And I think according to what we're saying, B'siyata Dishmaya, it's Pashat. You can't do tshuva. I can't do tshuva. Tshuva on what? What are we evaluating, Bichlal, in our lives? We're evaluating our priorities, our value system. The only way you can evaluate a value system is if you have a value system. The first thing you have to do in tshuva is make sure that there's someone on top, 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 top. The Melech Malchei Hamlachim. Once you figure out that Hashem's on the top, 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 top of everything, Ein Aroich Lecha Hashem Elokeinu B'Lamazeh. There's no one who has more value. You are the King. He's not the King, and He's not the King, and He's not the King. Hashem is the King. And now once I've ingrained that value system in my life, I say, well, where in my life is Hashem not the King? And where is He the King? He's the King in morning Seder, but at night I seem to forget that He's the King. Somebody told me their family, on summer vacations, they go mixed places. Huh? Hashem's not the King during the summer. If Hashem's the King, a person evaluates, where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a King in my life? Keser Yitnu Lecha. We put a crown on Hashem. That means that of all the things in our lives that we think are the King, we take that off and we put it onto Hashem. And I think there's a remez for this very deep concept. And this will give us another loy, 36. Hold on to your seats. I can't even tell you how deep this is. It's so deep. And I don't even know how deep it is. That's how deep it is. But it's very deep. And this Gemara is not quoted because there's nothing to do with it. It's too deep. But we're going to try to live dangerously over here. The Gemara says that when Yaakov Avinu was brought to burial in Eretz Yisrael, it says that Yosef came and it was Kigurin Sheyesh Lo Atad Amar Rabbi Avoh Melamed Shekifu Ksarim La'Aroinu Shel Yaakov. There were crowns surrounding Yaakov Avinu. Kigurin Zeshem Akifin Lo Atad. Circular, around. Shebo Bnei Esav Bnei Yishmael Bnei Keturah. All the different nations came to the Levaya of Yaakov Avinu in Eretz Yisrael. Tanakulam L'Melchama Bo. They all came, they were going to wage war. Kaven Shiro, Kisro Shel Yosef. Yosef, who was there, who was the Tzafnas Paneach in Mitzrayim, he put his crown down. Tali Barona Shel Yaakov. They saw this. Not Lukulon Kisrayan Vitzlom Barona Shel Yaakov. They all took off their crowns. They saw Yosef's more powerful than them. And they took off their crowns. And it says, Tana! Shloishim Vishisha Ksarim Nitlu Barona Shel Yaakov. There were 36 crowns over here by Yaakov Avinu. And if you look at the Karen Oira, he says this is connected to Lamed Vav Krisus. And he says, crowns, Keser is Oisius Kares. And I'll try to explain it on our level. What happened over here? What were these 36 crowns? There was a giloy of what it's gonna be like, La'asid Lavo Rabosai. Everyone thinks they're the King. Everyone thinks they're the King. And then there's a moment of taking off your crown and placing it somewhere else. I'm not the King. Borei Olam is the King. Yaakov, who was Megala, covered Shemayim in his life. In that schus, there was a total bittel. The Melech Malchei Hamlochim. Everyone was moided to covered Shemayim. They had to take off their keser. Loi anachnu. It's not our keser. Loi anachnu. It's to Hashem. Lamed Vav. It has to be to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is the King. And as much as in our lives we live with Hashem wa Melech, Keser Yitnu Lecha, is as much as we're B'nai Olam Haba. That's the whole tachlis over here, is to be somebody who can prove to the world that Hashem is a king. And there was something that bothered me for years. And I told it over to a Talmud Chacham, this pshat today, and he was Nene, B'siyata D'Shmaya. There's an interesting chazal. We know that Ehud ben Gera killed Eglon. Eglon Melech Moab was a giant man. He was very, very big. Very, very fat. And Ehud came, and the Medrash in Rosh Rabbah tells us, Ehud says, Dvar Elokim li alecha. I have a word of God to tell you. And this was actually a ploy. He was going to kill him, which he in fact did. Vayakam me'al kisei. Eglon got up from his chair, from his throne. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem said to Eglon, Ata amadata mikisacha lichvaydi. You got up from your chair for my kavod. Chayecha hareini maimin mimcha ben yoshev al kisei Hashem. You're going to have an einakel who's going to be the king of Klal Yisrael, Shlomo HaMelech. And he was zeichet to have Rus. That was how he got through Rus. Can I ask you a question? Do we know who Eglon is? I mean, Eglon was not a good fellow, okay? He really deserved to die, and he died. Okay, we're giving him everything. We're giving him, mamish, the Kisei Hashem. He's going to be zeichet. One moment he got up from his chair. Shkoyach! What is the big deal over here? That's going to give a person a ticket to have someone who comes from him who's sitting on the Kisei Hashem, the real Malucha. And the answer is, think about it for a second, of course. This wasn't one act that Eglon did. There are people who are sitting on their throne, Rabosai. Do you know what it is to be a king? I don't, but I can imagine. You don't get up for nobody. Because you're the king. Do you know what it means when you get up? It means you're taking your crown and placing it on someone else. It means you're showing who the real king is. Eglon in that moment was Megala, the real Malchus Shamayim. He was Megala, who's really the king, who's the star of the show. And I was pashut bothered in the psukim this year. Every year, different giluyim and psukim. Pashut pshat and psukim. Thousands of things going on. Every parsha. It says by the parsha of the Melech in Shoftim, it says that yes, we're going to have a king, right? It's a bidyeved, a whole sugya of how to do it. Now it says the following: V'haya, he has to write a sefer Torah. V'haya kishivtoy al kisei mamlachtoy. When he's sitting on his throne, the kasev lois mishnah Torah zosel sefer l'bnei akon v'lim. He should write a sefer Torah. And I'm a little bit stuck on this. This is way too poetic for me. What is it? When he's sitting on his throne, just say the king should write a sefer Torah. What does it have to say? When he's sitting on his throne. So let's picture this. You ever hear about the kisei of Shlomo HaMelech? This wondrous kisei, this big kisei. Imagine getting up there on your inaugural day. Oh, you're climbing up to the throne. Oh, right? You get there. Ah, oh, you have arrived at your destination. Right? This is it. It can't get better than this. You've climaxed. Buddy, guess what? You're sitting, you better stand. Because we've got a whole Taryag Mitzvah in a Sefer Torah that you have to do for the Melech Malchei HaMelechim. Yes, at that moment. Oh, no. There's a covenant to Borei Olam. Who's the real Melech? And this is something that Klal Yisrael always understands. There's always a Gilui of Malchus. And more than that, kings, this is the sugya today, kings who are megaleh, who get up of their throne. There's another time in Maseches Ksubis, on Daf Kuf Gimel, Yehoshaphat. The Gemara says this, Yiri Hashem Yechabed, Ze Yehoshaphat Melech Yehuda. Yehoshaphat had an interesting hanhaga. Kishahaya Roet Tamid Chacham, he was sitting on his throne. Haya Oimed Mekisai, he would get up from his chair. He would hug him and kiss him. That's not very kingly. The English don't do that. They have a monarchy. It's not what you do. You get over, oh, kiss, kiss. No, you sit there, oh. That's how you sit as a king. And it's more than that. Rabbi, Rabbi, Myri, Myri. You are my teacher. You're the king. You're the king. And as much as a person takes all of the things that they think they're the king for, and they give them over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, Hashem, you're the king, they understand what life is about. And as many things as it's confusing about, as you're not sure, as you don't remember, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not the king. We're lacking in our understanding of who a king is. Who is the king? Me? That's one thing. But there's something worse. There are other people that are kings for Bachrim, and I think I could write a doctorate about this by now. Bachrim don't hold they're the kings. I don't hold I'm the king. None of us hold our kings. You know who we hold our kings? Our friends. The vast majority of the things we do are we because we think that our friends are the kings. What's my friend going to say if I do this? What's my friend going to say if I do this? What's my friend going to say if I do this? Someone was telling me about some crazy situation in a high school. Right after Yom Kippur, some crazy place that nobody should go, but everybody was invited. And everyone's in shul on Yom Kippur. And they're pouring their hearts out, I believe they were. And they all went to this thing right after Yom Kippur. Not like a few days after, right after. You really think they wanted to go? I don't believe they did. I don't believe it. I think they were afraid of the kings in their life. What's he going to say? What's she going to say? They're ruled by other people. Tiny people are ruled by other people. There's a saying from Mort Zuckerman, who is the CEO of Daily News. They asked him, what is the key to success? I know this, Mort Zuckerman happens to be a neighbor of mine. It's not that I'm this well-read person. What's your key to success? Millions and millions of dollars. He said the following line, the dogs may bark, but the caravan moves on. I think it's a Zaire, by the way. All good things are stolen. But what does it mean? It means not to be intimidated by people. Kings, they're not. A real king is not afraid of people either. David HaMelech said the following thing. The Mesil Shisharim brings it at the end of Perek Hey. Va'adabra be'edoisecha negin melachim. I'll speak Torah in front of kings. V'lo evosh, and I won't be embarrassed. What does this mean? All kings like to talk about fancy stuff, you know, like those fountains with the spitting things out, and the belly button has something sticking out, and the water comes out of there, and it goes in from one pool into the other pool. All these geschmacka things. V'david sheyagamke melech luchura tia lelecherpoim v'yos b'chavrasim yu medaber b'divrei Moshe. It will be very embarrassing at this, like, at the Javits Center of Kings, you know, they all get together, and David doesn't have any, like, cool fountains or things to talk about. I'm sure he had the fountains, but he didn't talk about them. Ish levi mahalei. So if I was David, I would keep quiet. I would just say, nothing. No. Tacha sapro min agdoilois mitanugas bnei adam k'mam hine lo yohaya chash lezeklal. He could care less. V'lohaya levoi nifte b'havolim ha'eleh. Akri shiklar hissig ha'emes. He knew the truth. El mefarz omer adabra b'edoisecha. Rabbeisai, you over there, king over there, you over there. You want to hear a vort on the parsha? I'll tell you a shtickle tira. What's a shtickle tira? You'll learn. Because I'm the king of Israel, and there's a king of kings, and you can take a hike with your fountains. So many things go on in El Rabosai. So many games go on Sukkos, and it's all peer pressure. The vast majority of things that Bachrim do have nothing to do with what they want to do, but because they're scared of people that they're not even going to know at their chasana already, they're not going to know them. Yeah, I'll prove it to you. Right, we'll show. All the invitations, you'll see by that time, you're not going to invite all these people to your chasana, and they're busy controlling you like a puppet. Rachmana litzlan, there's only one king. Tell them no. Tell everybody no. Loi anachnu. Loi anachnu. It's important for a person to have real convictions. How do you know when you have convictions? When your kids know about your convictions. When your kids are younger, this is what happens. They know there are certain things that dad really believes in, and they roll their eyes, but you know what? They're listening. And when they become parents, you know what they do? instead of rolling their eyes, they tell their kids, my father would have never allowed that. My father would have never allowed it. It becomes a value system. But all the parents who are a bunch of yo-yos, who one day do this, one day do that, who basically sit all of their children. It's unbelievable what's going on, by the way. Do you notice that homes are quiet these days? Homes. You could have 15 children if you're secular. It doesn't matter. Homes are quiet. You walk into a house, it's quiet. You know why? Everyone's on iPads. All these little children, they have these plays. My daughter was on a plane with 6-year-olds and 4-year-olds. No problem. They had no parents there. They were escorted. They just sit there for 12 hours. Rahman al-Itzlan. Value systems. A value system is created by dad can't stand this. Dad would never let this. Dad would say you have to call. People who live with values are real people. Everyone else is silly putty. Because when you know where the melucha is, it's all about the melech malchei amlachim. And we have to think about this, Rabosai. There are ways to work on this. One way of working on this is to at least think that this whole area is the kingdom of Hashem. How do you do that? I'll tell you, there's a halacha. It's in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch. It starts off in a Ramah that says that Hashem's a king and he's always around. And therefore, it says in Simon Beis, Oz Beis, Al Yoimar Hine Bechadre Chadar Miroeni. Don't say somebody doesn't see you. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu Malik Kvodo Ra'osa. Hashem is Malik Kol Aretz Kvodo, he sees you. People who walk to the bathroom or to a shower in boxers with nothing else on, they're going against Shulchan Aruch. But it's more than that. It's more than that. It's that they're never going to know there's a king. There are certain things that we do that they will not... I look, every time I see this, I say it's impossible to be successful. The Torah was set up with a cognizance, a reality that Hashem is in my life. It starts by realizing that you're surrounded in the Beis Medrash and in the Kaisla Yeshiva, the dorms. You're Bifnei Hashem. Nibble Peh. How could someone, forgetting about the Isser of Nibble Peh, how could somebody speak Nibble Peh when they had a morning Seder? Later in the year, you'll hear me yap and yap about Nibble Peh, but forget all that. There's a king for the whole morning Seder you were learning. How could you say Nibble Peh? How could you forget there's a king? It's not possible. And you'll see, there are going to be major changes in your life. I'm jealous of young people. All the changes that I have are so small, I can't even see them. But when I was your age, it was, I've had it with that. I'm not so tiny, I'm not so little. And whoever does that will understand where the real melucha is. Hashem is melech. From the morning until the night, we should all be zeicha to be mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'simcha.